This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we looked at Acts chapter 15. The focus of this chapter was presented as decision-making. This focus was amplified by pointing out that initially there was a dispute, a debate that was raging. When they got together, discussion was allowed. A few leaders with experience were asked to describe what they had experienced in the trenches. The one in charge then exercised discernment by showing how what was described corresponded to what had been said in the Word of God. He was able, because of his discernment and sensitivity, to formulate a decision and lead the participants to a decision. Once that decision was made and actually put into writing, they delivered the decision to the people who would be affected by it. These steps, debate, discussion, description, and discernment, would help churches and other groups come to a point where they could make decisions that would seem good to them as well as to the Holy Spirit. And once a decision is made, it needs to be delivered to all affected by it. Allow for discussion, find individuals who can describe from experience what they've gone through and what they feel God might be doing in a given circumstance. Then be sure to pray that God would raise up a leader who has the discernment to see what God says in His Word about what was discussed and described, so that a decision can be made that can be agreed upon and delivered to others. If you follow these guidelines, I believe you will make decisions that will please God and be able to further the cause of Christ. Now, if you'd like to review these studies that we have made on decision-making, go to my website and check the scripts, gettingthemessage.org.